gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Running a little bit late. Here with me today, as always, the one and only DTF. And then returning back is Mr. Jason Beyer. We're not going to call him by his nickname, though.
What's my nickname, Sando?
No, that's off the air. Absolute has to do with your email address.
Oh. Yeah, I made that when I was very young.
Sex president 69.
All right, I guess we're just going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, that's it. Shit, man. You figured it out.
All right, boys. Well, we got a decent amount to get into. I see Gabby was in this episode. Shout out Gabby for being a feature.
As always.
Yes. But before we get into it, we got at least one tad bit of news to talk about. Do you guys see that the Titans are openly exploring to trade Derrick Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, do you think that he's too washed to make a difference now, or do you think he's still got something in the tank?
I think in the right system, he'll have something in the tank. I mean, just utilize him where you need him, and that's at the end zone. I think he'll end up on the Bills, though.
Yeah, I told you last week, these Titans are they're done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're toast. They're done. Well, they're just at a point where they have, like, some decent players, and they just – they're not going to do anything with them. You might as well get something for them.
Yeah.
I just don't – I don't know what you would even get for Derrick Henry now. I mean, he's turning 30 in January, and, you know how NFL running backs go. They once they turn 30, they're basically useless.
Yeah.
To the NFL eye, at least.
They're only playing him like 55% of the snaps. Get him out of town if you're not going to get him the ball. So let him leave. Get out of town.
Yeah. Let him go ring chase.
Yeah, I mean, might as well get it before it's too late.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what? It wouldn't be a bad fit if Montgomery wasn't able to come back. It'd be sick to see him in a Lions uniform.
Oh, he'd be awesome in a Lions uniform.
He'd probably run for 200 a game with that line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're chasing a ring right now. Might be a good fit for him.
How realistic do you think their odds are of making the Super Bowl?
The odds? I mean, after watching...
In your odds, like, do you think they legitimately have a chance to make the Super Bowl?
I mean... Right now, they're sitting at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're the 7th highest odds to go to the Super Bowl or to win the Super Bowl, I mean. But it's behind the Niners, Chiefs, Eagles, Dolphins, Bills, Cowboys, and then there's the Lions. I think right off the bat, they're better than the Cowboys, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. Are they better than the Dolphins' offense? Can they stop them? Possibly. Are they better than the Niners? Holy shit, if the Browns can fucking stop them, I think the Lions can stop them. I don't know. I think that the Detroit Lions have one of the – I think they have the best run defense against running backs this year, which I know, like, the Tampa Bay Bucs ran into an issue with Rashad White going up against them last week. I think the Lions have a good chance running through the NFC.
Yeah, one thing about the 49ers, now that you mentioned that, it all depends, I've noticed, on the weather conditions, on where they're playing with Brock Purdy, which is ironic because he's an Iowa dude. He's always played very good in warm weather and then really bad. His worst games have always been in cold weather. Think of the Philly game, even though he got hurt. Think of this mm-hmm. Browns game. There was even another game during the regular season where it was cold and he didn't perform. So it's anywhere basically anywhere that's cold. It's something to keep an eye on. So maybe if like home field advantage is going to mean a lot, unless it's in Detroit when they play in a dome. So that's going to be the only downside to that.
I think them sitting at 12-1 isn't a bad number.
Mm-mm.
Not bad. Not a bad ticket to be holding on to right now.
Yeah.
But would I do it? Probably not. We're talking about Detroit here. That's like fucking talking about the Browns, you know?
I mean, shit, it could be Lions-Browns in the right scenario.
You'd be dreaming if we'd be all thinking we're dreaming if we saw those two in the Super Bowl this year. No one would believe it.
Yeah, only scenario that happens is if Oprah Winfrey's the new commissioner of the NFL.
Which Roger Goodell just signed up for another 3-year deal.
Yeah, so that ain't going to happen.
That's all right. She'd run the league into the ground. You'd get two lib in there.
You just start giving away all the teams. You're like, you get a team. This random guy in the street, here you go. Here's the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, you're out.
Yeah, they put the NFL teams on the public market.
Well, anyways, did we have any news before we wanted to start talking about this week's preview?
Not much has happened since yesterday. Other than we talked about Julio Jones yesterday. I know Anthony Richardson's out for the season. That's pretty big.
That's a huge killer.
Not that they had a chance anyways.
Yeah. What quarterbacks are out there right now? Like vet quarterbacks that they could possibly sign.
Tom Brady.
That'd be wild. Jim Irsay gets Tom Brady there.
I was cracking up today at the meme of Tom Brady in the courtroom, and it was like Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold week 7 after they come off the bye or something, and they see Tom Brady in the locker room like they're moving on from Purdy. I don't think you can judge them off of one game against the Browns, just like you can't judge the Eagles off of one game against the Jets. The Eagles are still going to go 14-3 or higher. I mean, it's unless they get their shit kicked this week against the Dolphins and they fall apart because they do have a tough schedule coming up. But the 49ers are going to be just okay, I think. I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, no, they're chilling.
I don't know what other veteran quarterbacks are out there. I mean, Jacoby Brissett is still sitting behind Sam Howell. I know the Jaguars just elevated Nathan Rourke off the practice squad in case Trevor Lawrence isn't good to go tomorrow, which I think is another reason, which we'll get into, why are they underdogs going into the game tomorrow. Trevor Lawrence is still probable or questionable for the game.
Hey, but that how do you pronounce his last name? Rourke?
Yeah.
That dude's a dog. He's what, from I think OU?
OU, but he's Canadian.
He's a lad.
He's a lad.
Mm-hmm.
The Maple Leafs.
Before you get anything else, I was just digging around for this on Caesars, because that's where I bet. That's where I earn my valuable player points at. Super Bowl exacta. Detroit Lions. Never mind. I thought this was just like matchup, but this is Detroit Lions winner, Cleveland Browns runner-up, which obviously you're not going to bet that if you're a Browns fan, but 200-1, $5 gets you $1,000, which isn't a hand pay, so that's just ammo, and then you just keep betting with that for the rest of your time, because if it ain't handy, it's ammo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That ain't terrible.
Might be worth a little sprinkle on.
I wish I would have used your guys' promo for Fanatics.
Oh, yeah.
Such an idiot.
It's cool they have the sports book downtown.
You get their best?
In downtown Cleveland.
For Fanatics?
Yeah. It's right at Progressive Field. It's not Progressive Field.
Where?
That's Caesars. Oh, no. No,
Fanatics sports book opened up in Progressive Field.
Really?
Where?
It's, shit, what gauge is that? It's like right out in front of the Jim Tomey statue.
Oh, Gateway Plaza?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it opened up a month ago, maybe.
Oh, it's probably where 102 was.
Yes,
The
yes,
hat stand or the away
yes,
hat stand. Huh.
yes. So they
Interesting.
got Fanatics down there, they got the Jack, and they got Caesars inside the Rocket Mortgage. That's pretty dope. A lot of sports books love that. You guys ever spent like a solid like 12 hours in a sports book or like 18 hours?
No, I've never been to one.
It's
I haven't
awesome.
legally been to one. I would love to go to one. That's next time I go to Vegas, that's what I want to do for at least one day. I want to go there on a Sunday for football and just watch all the, I forget the name of the casino that does it or the sports book, but there's this one where it's just a
Cool.
fuck ton of TVs.
Stadium swim outside you're talking about?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
that's Circa. It's on Fremont Street, which isn't a strip, so it's kind of a Sandola, but it's like the newest casino in Vegas. But no, dude, I love the sports book sitting there. I used to do it all the time when I was in college, but like, because then you got the person sitting next to you, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I got this guy, this guy, this guy," or like this team, and I'd be on the other side of them every single time, being like, "I don't lose head to heads, brother." I'd go like fucking 12-0 in the day, and just be like, "I don't lose head to heads." I'd just be like getting so pissed in my head because the guy would be on the other side. I'd be like, "Fuck this guy." But it's awesome. You guys gotta do it one time.
Yeah, it sounds
Definitely.
interesting. That sounds like fun, actually.
There's nothing like going there too and having I don't do the bullshit like monitors because you can go to like a kiosk and place them on like a computer screen. I don't do that. Even if I'm just putting $5 on something, I go right to the window and I tell the dude because there's no better feeling than going up and telling him, "Hey, I got the Houston Astros tonight plus a half first five," telling that guy, and he's like, "This guy's full of shit." And then you come back a couple hours later and you slap the ticket on the table and they give you your cash because you're at the window, you know what I mean? I'll see you at the window. But it's
That
awesome.
reminds me of the Family Guy episode. There's this one part where Peter Griffin just goes up to the sports book. I'd like to place a $100 bet. On what? No, just take the money. I'm gonna
Yeah.
lose it anyway.
Yeah.
That just came up on my Twitter again the other day. It was like how
I
I
think I
felt
sent
with
that
my
to
bets this
Dylan.
weekend.
I think I sent that to Dylan. How'd you guys do? Did you guys track the ones you gave last week? I tracked them.
The only
I
thing
had
I
them
didn't
all,
do,
actually.
the only thing I didn't do was my first times bet, which I knew I should have fucking done it.
Yeah, I was Sando on all the props, but ATS, I was 3-2, so just all the ones I took straight up against the spreads, I was 3-2, so it's profitable there. But everything else was an absolute sando.
Yeah, I had some pretty bad Sandos. I live bet Cooper Kupp last week and I got him to get 150 yards receiving. I'm like, oh, he's at 140 right now. There's still like 6 minutes left in the game and they're still just throwing it his way. I'm like, okay, he's easily gonna do this. I threw
Yeah.
like $30 on it because it was plus 300 still. So I'm like, all right, this is easy. 148. What he finished with. It was a tough scene.
Yeah. Over the past 3 or 4 weeks, my big thing to do on for the 4 o'clock slate is touchdown score parlays. Normally just do three, get pretty nice odds on that. I'm like 2 out of 3. For like the past like 3 4 weeks, dude, it's been brutal. And the two hit like in the first quarter, and I'm sitting there for the rest of the game, just like dying a slow death. And it's just been terrible. And now I got this parlay going right now, and it's same thing. I got 2 out of 3 hit. I just need these New Mexico State to come home for me money line, but it's 7-7 pretty early. We'll see what happens in that one. Maybe we'll get a bit of ammo for the weekend. We won't have to be a deposit boy. Hopefully not.
Monday, I got absolutely waxed in that Cowboys Chargers game. The rushing yards have been killing me all season so far. That's been like my absolute curse is anything with rushing yards. I had Keenan Allen first touchdown scorer. And then I had Josh Palmer getting 60 yards. And all I needed was Austin Eckler to get 50 yards rushing. And he finished with like 30.
Yeah, not a good
after number. After getting I remember I was just over it. I'm like, okay, now's his chance. I saw the hole opening up. Little did I know, noticed that there were already four Cowboys in the backfield on him. I'm like, that's okay. That's why the hole's open. And he had like a negative six rush. And I was like, yeah, this is over.
Yeah, I think I'm getting back to the basics this week. A lot of just, not a lot, but all just taking spreads, taking teams. No, only I'll get into that touchdown score parlay. I'm addicted to those, but the other ones, yeah, I'm good on all that. I'm just taking teams, going straight up against the spread, keeping it basic.
The touchdown scores make it interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's electric because you never know. Like, they could all hit, like, right away, or they could all hit in, like, the fourth quarter last drive when you think you're just dead, and then all of a sudden they just pop one.
Yeah. It's awesome. That's what I thought was going to happen during the Browns game. I thought I thought Kittle was going to get my touchdown for me. I'm like, all right, come on. Brock Purdy's got to catch fire this fourth quarter. Not that I wanted to really root for him, but I'm like, shit, $200? Like, I'll take a Browns loss for $200, I guess, but...
Sounds
yeah,
like
but we should have listened to your advice and just not bet on the game.
Never gonna bet against my favorite team again.
I told myself that multiple times and I've still done it.
Yeah, that's the only gambling, like I said last week, only gambling rule I've ever followed. So I'll stick to that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick myself harder on that one.
Well, let's get into this week's games. We got an interesting Thursday night football game. We got the Jags at the New Orleans Saints. Not a divisional matchup, Jason, as you thought at lunchtime today. AFC South, NFC South, close. Currently, the spread is 1 point, and the Jags are the underdog. I'm taking the underdog in this game, especially if Trevor Lawrence plays. I guess it'll just depend on what version of the Saints we get out of this.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm probably going to follow you on that. I'll even throw in an extra gimme, Travis Etienne anytime touchdown scorer. So I feel like that's going to be their only points.
You know how I feel about my weekly sack bet. I think this week's sack bet is going to be a Josh Allen anytime sack. And it's right now, the over 0.25 is minus 110, boosted 50% if you're in DraftKings for what, plus 136. $20 wins $47.
So he has to get three sacks?
0.25.
Oh, 0.25. Oh, I thought you said 2.5. And I was like, oh.
No, he just needs half a sack. And currently Derek Carr is averaging like 2.5 sacks a game. The first two games he got sacked four times and he's trended downward 3 and 2, but he's been sacked at least two times in every game this year. So I think Josh Allen's going to come off the edge and I'm pretty sure he's going to be the one to get the sack.
But don't you run the Jags?
Huh?
You were on the Jags?
Yeah.
Brandon on the Jags?
I'm on the Jags.
Let's start the week off strong here. Let's all just team ride this thing for the Jags here. Let's start it off strong. So the Jags have covered 3 in a row, 1 3 in a row. I think they're starting to roll here, but the one that I kind of liked here was the road team has covered in the past 3 games in this matchup, so... I like the Jags on this one. Let's get a team win here, lads.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Strong.
Excellent.
All right, let's go ahead and move into this next matchup starting on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We got Bills at Patriots. I think this one's a no-brainer. Might go ahead and slap it on the Bills, even though the Bills kind of played like pretty horse shit on Sunday night.
It's in New England, though. You never know. I think Bill's fired up. He's pissed. I think we need to figure something out over there. Otherwise, one of them's out. Max out or Bill's out. And I don't think Bill's out.
No, if they get a good draft pick, you made a great point on last episode. I think if they get a great draft pick, I mean, he gets to pick his dude.
Yeah. No, for sure.
The way they're playing right now, there's a good chance that they get a, you know, top three pick where they can get a franchise quarterback, an actual franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not much else in that game other than some player props, but you're easily going to get maybe Diggs 50 reception yards or more. James Cook has been trending downward lately in the rushing game, but he's been getting a lot of receptions. So I don't know if any of the props are out yet, which it does not look like, but just kind of keep your eye on the over-under for receptions for James Cook.
So what'd you do in this game? You take the Patriots or?
No, Bills.
Bills?
Yeah, you know the Bills.
You guys talking money line here or spread?
Spread's 9 points. I don't know if they're going to win by 9 points.
Yeah, it's divisional.
It's divisional. I'd go money line. Even though you ain't going to really win anything, but if I choose money line probably on this one, a bet I'm liking is Gabe Davis anytime touchdown, actually. This just seems like one of those matchups where Gabe Davis just gets a bomb.
Yeah, and they're playing against the Patriots secondary that's missing Christian Gonzalez, and they're missing somebody else that was pretty
notable. J.C. Jackson, who they just traded back for.
Right. So they're missing some key pieces on the defense. You're going to see a lot of passing this game. So, yeah, I can see Gabe Davis. And plus, I'd like that for my fantasy team. I had to start him this week in my flex.
Ooh, I didn't know Houston, Texas were playing right now. Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet this game, but I'd probably include it in a teaser. Get that down to 2.5. Because I'm looking at 8.5 on Caesars right now, and that's where I earn valuable player points at, so that's where I'll be at. But yeah, I'm good on this one.
Yeah, no, I'm chilling on this one. I actually just switched over to DraftKings now, so I'm gonna go in the order that Dylan's probably looking at it right now. we'll go ahead and switch over to Falcons at Buccaneers.
Whoa. You're way off.
How?
You missed the Browns and Colts. And you missed the Lions and Ravens.
Okay, yours are a completely different order then. Because those ones aren't even close to the same one. which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's just get right into the Browns-Colts. Because there's a lot to talk about. Deshaun Watson came out finally and talked and said that there is definitely a micro tear in his rotator cuff muscle. And he's not sure when he's going to be 100%, but he didn't want to play until he was 100%. There's a chance this man doesn't come back for more than... He might get put on the injured reserve list.
They should. Put him there, you get an extra player on the 52-man roster. You're just wasting a spot with him right now, right?
Yeah. I guess. Well, what do you do? I mean... Put another QB on the roster. They already got DTR and PJ Walker, so you could add. I mean, they just actually put Michael Dunn on the IR. And I think Betonio is supposed to come back. Yeah,
Dobbs would have been perfect right now.
Oh yeah, this
Dobbs would have been perfect.
A tough scene. I mean,
let's just hope that draft pick pans out. I'm very excited to go to this game. I will say that. I think I caught the spread at a decent time, and I think it was 2. I got the Browns with a spread of 2, but now it's at 3. Obviously, I think the Browns are going to win. They're going up against Gardner Minshew, which is no joke. And JT's back. We're in the dome. We'll see how Lucas Oil Stadium holds up. If the fans come out to play, it might be a Browns game. In my opinion, I think our fans travel well. The over under is 40. I think I'm going to take the under in this game, if I'm being honest. I think that's really the only player prop or the only game line I like right now is the under for 40. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. It's going to be a shit.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's going to be under 40. Well, good chances it's going to be under 40. Man, I don't really want to bet on this game, but depending on who they have at quarterback, don't sleep on the Colts money line. I hate saying that. Don't sleep on it. Gardner hasn't played too bad other than last game.
Take my advice. Was that game very enjoyable betting against the Browns? Or even if you're for betting on the Browns, I mean, it probably would have been enjoyable, but at times it probably would have been.
No, I was pissed. I was pissed the entire game because as much as I was rooting for the Browns to win, I was more rooting for the Browns to fail. And I think a lot of Browns fans are doing the exact same thing. I was in the bathroom at one point taking a piss, and Kareem Hunt scored the touchdown in the beginning of the game, and nobody was cheering in the bathroom. And I heard a 49ers fan yell, "Oh, you Browns fans in here, nobody's cheering." So I think a lot of people were betting against the Browns that day.
Oh, probably. Probably everyone had that spread.
Yeah. I mean, the number was just too hard to pass up.
I still can't believe they let me cash out with a profit on that at halftime.
Yeah.
I was not liking the way that game was looking for that spread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a game that you could just feel right away that they were just going to hang around after the first couple series.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, we're still looking pretty solid going into halftime. I'm like, all right, we're not, you know, turning the ball over, even though I still think that was a fumble. I still think that one pass was a fumble, but I can understand how people can argue it, but it's a tough call.
Yeah, like I got the rules, so I won't be touching this, but put something into perspective for everyone on this Deshaun Watson topic that was kind of a couple minutes ago. Might be a little bit late here, but that's not that big of a deal. You know, you're not playing through injuries if you got all that guaranteed money. He don't give a fuck. He's got guaranteed money. He don't give a flying fuck. He's not going to play because he's getting paid anyways. He don't care. So, yeah, he's going to sit around and, you know, he's not going to play unless he's fully healthy, because why would he do that? He's getting paid. He don't care. Right. That's the problem with fully guaranteed money, other than the whole entire NFL hating you now. But who cares about that? We're a bunch of jackasses anyways.
Yeah.
From Cleveland. That's what we are. But, yeah, all that guaranteed money, he ain't playing. He ain't playing unless he has to. And right now he's got an excuse not to play, so he's not going to play.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it sucks as Browns fans in a way.
Pissy. Fired up. Moving on. Detroit Lions at Baltimore Ravens. Lions come in as the road dog here. Much clearly a better team than the Ravens, I think, in my opinion. 3-point spread. What do you guys think? I'm leaning towards the underdog here with the Detroit Lions on the road.
Oh, I'm slamming the money line. Slamming the money line.
I'll take the 3. On one sole fact, I hated what I saw from the Ravens last week. Mm-hmm. And the only way they scare me to do anything in the playoffs, or even, like, for me, I still don't think they're going to win the division after what I saw last week. And it's, I don't know what the hell they're doing, if they're trying to keep Lamar healthy, but they need to let that motherfucker run. Like, if they have more design runs, yeah, I'm scared of them, but they're not giving him free rein to run right now, and his arm don't scare me at all. So
yeah,
I'll take the Lions.
Yeah, he's just too, like, wishy-washy with, you know, when he catches on fire with his arm. Like, there were a couple moments in that game where he started getting in a groove, and then it was just, they went away from it.
Like, he runs the ball, right? And it's 10 yards a pop. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, just you give him the ball when you need yards. Like, last game when in London, they had like 3 3 and outs in a row. And it's like, you need a play. Why aren't we going straight to Lamar and let him run with the ball? Designed, nothing else. Like, it seems like half the time he's running, he's just scrambling around. It's like, let's get something designed and just let him run for 10 yards, and then he can slide, get the first down at least. Like, they don't even – so I will not be scared of the Ravens or even want to, like, bet on the Ravens until I see him, like, get, like, at least 15 design runs in a game in back-to-back weeks or something like that, because they need to let the man run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if we did not have DTR starting that game against the Ravens, that it at least would have been a lot closer score.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, we didn't play complimentary football. Just the defense was on the field the whole time. You can't do that, so.
Do you guys like any player props from this game?
I like, let's see.
Rushing Nothing's there. Probably going to be in it yet, but.
I was going to say, there's not a whole lot up here right now. It's a bunch of Ravens stats right now.
No props for me until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fair. I might like Jared Goff over 250 yards passing.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, the Ravens front's going to stop the run, so he's going to be airing it out. I think St. Brown's going to have a legacy day.
Well, and they're going to be out in Montgomery probably too.
And Gibbs. Yeah, I think, is Gibbs not back? I thought he was projected to come back this week, you know?
What I had been hearing, it didn't sound like it, but he could be.
Well, maybe Craig Reynolds' anytime rushing touchdown would be great.
Yeah, that dude's a dog, low-key, actually. He doesn't
– Yeah.
I liked watching him play in that Bucks game.
I'm pretty sure he was undrafted, and
he made the roster. Cut.
Yeah, he made the roster. Yeah, if you watched the training camp a lot last year.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Last week I told you I suck at names, and I don't know, like, names or anything like that, really.
Well, they got, like, three players with the last name Reynolds on their offense.
I thought they were running a wide receiver the entire time until, like, halftime. I was like, damn, this is a Josh Reynolds. That's the wide receiver, right?
Right, yeah. Well, they have they have Josh Reynolds, Craig Reynolds, and then they have a Raymond. That's the other one they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that threw me for a loop the first time I saw it. And it's Craig Reynolds. I'm like, Craig Reynolds? I don't know who that motherfucker is.
He had a nice open field block for St. Brown to get the touchdown.
He's just, when I was watching him play, he's a real football player, if you know what I mean by that. Like, he's going to do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, he's a dog. Next up, we got Falcons at Buccaneers, opening up with a 2.5-point spread. Falcons are road dogs here. I don't like to bet on divisional matchups, but I think you got to go with Buccaneers right now. They're hot. I know they just lost last week to the Lions, but Baker Mayfield is on fire lately. Over under 37 points, I think you hit the over here.
Ooh, you think the over?
I don't know. I think it's a divisional. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be a low-scoring game or not.
Yeah, 37, that's a tricky number for this game, especially the way the Falcons like to play. They like to take a bunch of time off the clock. I don't know. That's the only thing that worries me is we were talking about yesterday how the Falcons, even in that loss, they had possession of the ball for 43 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Well, the entire game they had the ball for 43 minutes.
Yeah, dude, the entire fourth quarter they had the ball almost, and it was like they were in the red zone the entire time and couldn't score a touchdown.
Yeah. That's why I almost favor the under.
Okay. Hey, I'll roll with it, whatever you think.
You taking a team on this one, Brandon?
Man, that's tough. I'd have to go Bucks.
Yeah, I've got Bucks in Tampa.
Yeah, I'll probably be out on this just because I don't really have too much faith in Baker as the season goes on here. And after last week with the Falcons, man, damn. That dude, what's his name?
Ritter.
Quarterback Ritter. Damn, man. That dude just threw it to the other team the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
So I can't take the Falcons, so I'm good on this one.
It sucks because I had a lot of hope for him, and I still think that he has a chance one day in the league. I think that he just wasn't ready for it at all. And now it's kind of where it's to a point where it's too late.
I think Dylan said it last week, you know, their whole team is like Bijan left, Bijan right, Bijan in the flat, Bijan on a wheel. It's like, at what point isn't that going to work? And I think it's already starting to catch up with them because when he doesn't throw it to him, it's, I mean, in the fourth quarter.
I mean, he had to start getting more people involved. Kyle Pitts finally got his first touchdown of the year.
Yeah.
Drake London, you know, over 100 receiving yards. He's getting involved. They're starting to open it up a little bit, but very disappointing start for Algier. I thought they're going to use him a lot more. I still think he's getting more carries rushing wise, but
it just seems like it's the Bijan show.
Yeah, I don't. Well, to be honest, I don't know why they're not giving the ball to Bijan more. I think if anything, Algier would make a great, you know, trade asset. He's still super young. Especially if they're gonna, obviously they're gonna go more towards Bijan. They spent a first round pick on him this year. And he's super talented too. He's fun to watch. He's like the only entertaining part of the Falcons because the Falcons don't use Kyle Pitts, who's beyond, in my opinion, I think he is beyond underrated because he's underutilized. You go back and watch his Florida tape, he's awesome. I thought he was going to be like the next big thing.
He could be in the right scheme. We got to get him out of there.
Or just get it for quarterback. He's basically a wide receiver at tight end. That's the only thing I'll have against him is his blocking sucks.
Yeah.
Get that dude on the Dolphins.
That dude on the Dolphins. Oh, my God. Kyle Pitts on the Dolphins would be disgusting. Disgusting.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we're going to see some Chase Claypool at tight end for the Dolphins this week.
Yeah. No.
That dude's dog shit.
Yeah, he's dog.
Yeah, they're not going to.
He got too ahead of himself. He had one good year, his rookie year.
With Big Ben. With Big Ben.
Yeah.
It's different when you jump into a scheme with Kenny Pickett and then you go to Justin Fields when, I don't know, that wasn't a good trade at all. But speaking of the Bears, Raiders at Bears. Bears open up as the underdog at home with a 3-point spread. Ugly, ugly, ugly game. This is going to be very similar to last week with the Vikings and Bears. I think if you bet on anything in this game, I think you bet the over on the kickers' field goals made.
Yeah.
I think this is a kicker game because we're going to be out without Justin Fields. It'll be a Nathan Peterman game, I believe.
Nathan Peterman?
They re-signed him, and they signed Trace McSorley. So I think Nathan Peterman can start. It'll also be the interception game. So whatever the number is for the over on interceptions thrown, book it. I think Nathan Peterman is going to throw at least two interceptions. This Raiders defense is hungry. Max Crosby might walk away with three sacks. It's going to be a big defensive battle, but it's going to be a field goal game. I think this under hits. It's 37.5. I think this game is going to end up being like 12-3. It'll be a baseball score.
I'm going to let you know right now. First Chicago Bears drive result. I'm half debating right now on slamming on turnover on downs or safety at +550. If Nathan Peterman is the quarterback, I'm putting money on that right now. If I know that he's starting for sure. Nathan goddamn Peterman. Oh my God. I can't believe that he's still getting a chance in the NFL.
You guys got some good angles there. I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole. Yeah. The other one I wasn't touching with, like, you know, a little yardstick, but these one, this one, not a 10-foot pole, and I'm on the next one if you guys are ready.
Another very, very, very ugly game. We have a divisional matchup. The Commanders are at the New York Giants at MetLife. The Giants open up as a 2.5-point underdog. Commanders, I think, will roll away with this win. It's going to be ugly, though. Will Tyrod Taylor get the start? Is Daniel Jones still out?
Tyrod should be the starter the rest of the year. I said that on last episode. I'm hoping Saquon gets going. He started getting going a little bit towards the end of that game on Sunday night. I need him for fantasy purposes. So if I were to put anything on this game, I'll probably put something on Saquon rushing yards or total yards or maybe even a touchdown score. I don't know if I want to put anything on this because it's a divisional game. So you really don't know what's going to happen. It's definitely not going to be a blowout, though, because the teams are, like, equally, like, just not good.
No.
Must-win game. Give me the Giants.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I mean, everything's been must-win after, like, the first couple weeks. But, I mean, really, they could, you know, get in the mix of things here if they get on a roll.
So. Yeah, they could have won that Bills game too. They really could have. And honestly, I thought they should have.
Came down to a missed penalty.
Well, you run the damn ball. You run the damn ball. It was there, but you run the damn ball.
Oh yeah, for sure. next game. Cardinals at Seahawks. Seahawks are the favorites, 7.5-point favorites. I think 7.5 points is a lot for another divisional matchup. I still got the Seahawks in this one, though.
Yeah, I'll go opposite. I know it's going to be unpopular. Give me the Cards.
A lot of points here. I got a lot of dogs on the board. Made three picks, all three dogs. Is this getting to the 4 o'clock? Yeah, this is 4 o'clock, so I guess we could toss together our touchdown score parlay. And this one's just going to be so...
The Tyler Lockett, I think.
...juiced here that's going to be almost worthless. But I think the Rams put out a game plan to kind of just wear down these... Cardinals, and they're going to run the shit out of the ball. Kenneth Walker touchdown, first leg here.
Yeah, definitely Kenneth Walker touchdown if I'm throwing a prop down. I don't know. I just got a good feeling about the Cards. It just seems like one of those games that the Cards are somehow going to end up playing good.
Well, speaking of the Cards, Kyler Murray said practicing today. He's back? Question mark.
Yeah, I saw Jason picked him up on fantasy.
Oh, Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
We'll throw him in there week 10 when the whole Miami Dolphins are on bye week and the team will be a Sando that week.
Yeah. It's a good little scheme. Next game, though, this is ugly. I think Steelers at Rams, 3-point spread for the Rams to be the favorites. I think this is going to be an easy one for the Rams. I think they walk away with a dub against the Steelers. I think you do any touchdown here, it's going to either be his favorites, Puka or Kupp. But I think Puka's due. He hasn't got one in the last two games.
He's getting a lot more red zone looks since Kupp's been back. I've noticed
a touchdown two games ago. He had a touchdown for Kupp's first game back. But he did not get one last game.
Yeah, the last game he had one in his hands, dropped it, caused him to drop it, but getting a lot more looks. I will also take the Rams. I've told Dylan a lot, but I'm very high in the Rams. I think that they could sneak in the playoffs. And, I mean, really, if they could get the run game rolling in any game. I think with that, with McVay, you got a chance to win the game. So I'm very high on him. So I'll be taking him with 3 points here. Should be interesting to see if they can run the ball. If they can run the ball, I see no problem with three here. But we'll see if that's possible.
Yeah, I like Rams spread. And then I like Cooper Kupp touchdown and Cooper Kupp 100 yards. Because it just seems like when that man starts getting fed, he gets feasting. Especially right off of injury. I didn't know he was going to be feasting like right off rip.
He came out hot. I guess I got to
put my touchdown in here. I don't know. The odds probably aren't out. I'm not looking on anything here. We'll keep the running back trend going with Kyron Williams. That's his name, right? The running back for the Rams.
Yeah, he's going to be out, though.
Oh, he is? All right, never mind.
Yeah.
That's a stand-up.
They got, even though they got Zach Evans, who I actually have a lot of faith in, I bet he gets cooking this game, actually. Jalen Warren's going to be back for the Steelers, so Steelers fans, if you want to throw any kind of bet on your team, I would definitely do Jalen Warren receiving yards even.
All right.
I don't even know why Najee Harris is on your roster anymore, but Najee Harris is the definition of a Sando.
He is a Sandola.
Yeah, a Sandola.
I'll change that to Puka then. So we'll go Kenneth Walker and Puka right now. First two legs.
Okay.
Next 4 o'clock game, we got Chargers at Chiefs. Chiefs opening up with a 5.5 point favorite. Guys, this is going to be a game where the Chargers are coming off of what I thought was a can't lose. No, I'd say must win against the Cowboys to prove that they're not fake. This is a divisional matchup. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be close. I think that that 5.5 point spread will be a lot closer than that. I think the Chargers cover here. Patrick's not been playing to his full potential. They did just get Mecole Hardman back today, so that's something.
That is something. That is true.
That was one of his favorite targets when not on injury last year, in the last couple of years. Swapped a fifth-round pick for him.
Man, I'm not going to lie. This game's hard to bet on. I'm looking at these odds right now. Not really liking them. I definitely don't want to bet the spread. Just because I think there is a chance the Chargers win this game, because like you said, they're kind of in a must-win now mode. And again, especially against a divisional opponent. I'm half tempted to take the Chargers money line, but I can't do that to myself.
Yeah.
I'll take the Chiefs 5.5.
All right.
I think it's too much to ask for. Said it last week, it's hard to bet on the Chargers when you got Brandon Staley going for it all the time on fourth down when he doesn't need to and shit like that. So it's too unreliable for me to want to bet on him.
And that's my exact reason why I can't do it. Only like prop I'll bet on is like Keenan Allen touchdown, because that's pretty much a guarantee.
Yeah, he's been rolling up at him 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the game that we see McKinnon get a touchdown. It was about midway through the season last year where him and McKinnon started hooking up. He had, I think it was like right around this time last year, he had the 2-touchdown game against Denver, which opened up a great relationship for the rest of the season. Pacheco didn't come through last week. I'm not betting again on him this week, but I think this is the week McKinnon gets the ball.
Is he blacklisted?
Pacheco? Yeah, Pacheco's been blacklisted for a while. Ever since he fucked me in the Super Bowl last year, he was the only leg I needed left for a big parlay to hit. It was just Pacheco anytime touchdown. Wait, did he get one?
I think he got a touchdown.
Maybe it was McKinnon. McKinnon was my dog last year.
McKinnon didn't get a touchdown.
That's right. Okay, so it was a McKinnon touchdown. So Pacheco just fucked me this year. He's fucked me from week one.
He's a walking Sando for you.
Basically. McKinnon, though, last year, he won me like $300 on a 2-touchdown bet I had just randomly. I was like, no shit.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, only risky call I can make on this one is a Kelce 2-tutty game.
Oh, I would cream myself.
Because the thing is, he always goes off against the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe a Kelce 2-tutty game, even though plus 400 for 2-tutties, that's kind of low, if you ask me. 400. Yeah. So that's like they're almost expecting it. What's his receiving?
Jerick McKinnon plus 1300 odds for first touchdown score. I don't like any.
While you guys are looking over there, I put together this touchdown score parlay for my 4 o'clocks here. Kenneth Walker, Puka, and Kelce.
Hey, okay. I like that.
Still got one more game. Yeah, one more game in the 4 o'clock slot.
Yeah, I won't be fucking off with that shit, dude. That game is a dumpster fire.
Oh no.
I'll be good with three.
You know, bad when the spread's one. Shit, I already know the end of this game. This game's gonna be a tie. I already know it.
Oh, that'd be lit, dude. I love ties. Everyone gets so pissed off. I cheer for the ties. I think it's hilarious.
Oh man, don't do that to me because it might happen.
Oh, I bet it's a tie. Hold on.
Well, the grossest part about it is they're both like -115 and -105. It's very, very similar.
I'm trying to see if the
what?
Oh, I'm shit, dude. Hold on. Fuck, I might say fuck it and throw $5 on a tie on this one. Like this is just a shit bowl.
That'd be awesome if you bet a tie and it hit, dude. That'd be the biggest sweat
ever. Dude, I'm like, telling you, I literally have just such a gut feeling that this is gonna end in a tie.
Dude, where are the odds for a tie for in overtime and end of regulation? That'd be the sweatiest bet ever. Oh my god, that's awesome.
The tie is plus 7,000.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Brandon, you might be on to something, buddy.
Just think, like, end of fourth quarter, it's like 12-12, some like bullshit score like that, and you're just like sitting there like, God, I hope no one scores. Like, that'd be so awesome to root for.
Shit, dude, I'm telling you, I feel like it could happen. It's
we haven't had a tie yet this year.
We haven't. We're due for one. We should, and the spread being plus one, like,
we should bet a tie every week. Just pick one game.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome if we land one of those. Where do you I think I'm gonna do it. Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna do it right now.
I mean, $5 wins you like $350. Why not?
Yeah.
That's just ammo.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching for that one. I might do the same thing and put something on it.
I'm trying to find it myself.
I might make that my no sweat of the week. Cause I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna want to make that a no sweat.
Can't find it on Caesars. What the hell? Oh, props maybe.
Maybe.
Well, see, if I do it as my no sweat, I mean, shit.
There's no sweat. I mean, you could also try to profit boost it, like wait until Sunday, but.
Nah, not worth it. Not worth it. It's a. That one's just a. I'll laugh my ass off if it lands.
That's funny. Sunday night football. We've got Dolphins at Eagles. Definitely the game of the week. Everybody's going to be tuning into this, even Taylor Swift. Her boyfriend's brother plays on Sunday night. The Dolphins are the 2.5 point underdogs coming into Philly. I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk. The over-under is 52 points. I don't think we hit that. Dolphins have been hot, but they barely put up, what, 20 points against the Bills? I know the Bills put up 40-something, but I don't think the Eagles are in a position where they're putting up 40 points. This game might be tight.
It's just a matter of whether the Eagles can put up points or not. They didn't show it against the Jets. Granted, Dolphins' defense is nothing even remotely close to the Jets.
Yeah.
Man, this is a crapshoot. I like the spread on this one, though. I think I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I do like the Dolphins, so I might take the spread on it. Plus 2.5. Or maybe I might just hit money line on it. I might just say fucking hit money line.
This is a good road dog to pick. I think that the Dolphins have been electric. They are without Achan, so Mostert's really going to have to pull it together here. If, you know, Tua's having any trouble with passing. I don't know. I think that this will be the game of the week, though.
Speed kills.
Speed does kill. That is facts.
Yeah. I'm just hoping the lads just get running, get the fantasy team to score another 200 points, call it a day. Talk to you later. But man, this is gonna be good ball game here, because a lot of the success the Dolphins have had has been on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And are they able to run the ball against the Eagles front is a big question. You know, the thing is about them is they're not a team where they're, you know, averaging every single time they run it, kind of like how the Browns are. You know, they run the ball and they're 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards, 15 yards. With the Dolphins, it's like, 2 yards, 1 yard, 2 yard, 60. So, like, I don't know. Maybe they could pop a couple and get their ground game rolling a little bit. And I don't know if I really want to take a side on this. Kind of have some flashbacks, to be honest with you, of, I don't even want to say it because that's just a sando to say it out loud, but I guess we'll just go with a touchdown score of Raheem Mostert. Or no, fuck that. Yeah, Raheem Mostert plus 105.
All right.
You got to bet the prime times.
I feel like Tyreek's going to, yeah. Tyreek's basically a lock every week now. Even though now that I say that, he's probably not going to score a touchdown now.
Yeah, don't say the L word.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky to be Waddle. Waddle, Waddle. Okay, last game of the week, Monday Night Football. We've got the San Francisco 49ers on the road at Minnesota Vikings, 7-point underdog at home for the Vikings. So 49ers probably are pissed they lost last week to the Browns. I think they come in hungry and they're going to just wipe the floor with Minnesota's defense.
So for a bet on this one, it's going to depend heavily if McCaffrey's going to play or not, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For me. If McCaffrey plays, I'm definitely going to hit over for the 49ers 44. And probably McCaffrey touchdown, because didn't he need 2 touchdowns in that Browns game to break a record?
No, I think.
Or did he break the record with that 1 touchdown?
He tied it, maybe.
I think I didn't see any news.
They showed it on the broadcast, consecutive games with a touchdown. I don't know if he tied it or not. I can't remember correctly, but it's somewhere in that range of consecutive games with a touchdown. He's getting very close to breaking some sort of record, if not already broken it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just like Tyreek, you got to bet McCaffrey to get a touchdown until the end of time.
Yeah, what number are you getting at there? Minus 200?
Shoot, I don't even know if they probably don't have it up yet.
What number do you guys got on DraftKings for the spread?
Oh, 7. 7.
What's the odds?
Minus 105.
Yeah, dude, on Caesars, it's even money at 7, so that means it's going to go up to up to 7.5, which sucks because I'm going to take the 49ers because I think that most of these primetime games have just been absolute sandolas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll take the Niners and the points.
Yeah, I'm just sticking with Niners money line on that one.
And New Mexico State just scored, so that's good.
Hey.
Good job.
I know that's the end there, but there's a big, I don't know how often you guys cover college football, big slate of college football this weekend. A lot of, I think there's like 5 or 6 ranked matchups, with obviously the big noon kickoff being the biggest game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys' thoughts on that one? You guys are both Buckeye fans.
I think we're going to lose.
I think we're going to win. We're at home. It's a scarlet out. I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to push the little Medina boy's face in the dirt. I think we actually injure him and send him off in a cart. I think that we put up like 49 points against them. Buckeyes are hungry. I'm not worried. But what I am worried about is the Tennessee-Alabama game. I think Alabama gets it this year. I don't think Tennessee's coming out 2-0 in the last 2 years against Alabama. What are some other good ones? I know USC's got a good one, right? Utah, USC, Utah, right?
He has what's the quarterback playing for Utah? What's, I don't know, the fucking Horizon.
I think so. I could see that Utah winning that game. That was the big matchup last year. Utah upset USC.
Yeah, they beat them twice, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. They got killed. This is the fingernail game.
Yeah.
Fuck Utah.
Did you see that video of the Notre Dame fan?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Where's your fingernails? Where's your fingernails? Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Does Michigan play anybody yet? Have they had any opponent that's worth talking about yet?
No.
They play Michigan State this week.
Yeah.
Which much. Michigan State lost to some Sando on Nebraska. I think they were up by like 17 points, something like that at one point. They gave up. They lost. And I had the other side at -4.5, and they won by 3. And they ran the clock out at the end of the game. What the fuck? Score a touchdown. Kick a field goal, get some points up there for me.
And hey, how your boys is gonna play against Duke this weekend?
Damn, I could tell you one thing is do not bet on them at 14.5.
I was gonna say 14.5 points. Are you kidding me?
Florida State doesn't cover lines like that in games like this. That's just how they play. They're gonna play around with the food, and they'll probably squeak out a win at Duke Campbell, but.
Can we bet against it then?
What?
Can we bet against it?
I mean, last time I told you to bet against my favorite team, it lost. So maybe you just don't bet it at all.
Yeah. They got Ohio State at a 4.5 point spread.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. You know, keep the comments to myself because I might create an argument here.
Nah, no arguments.
Yeah, I think Penn State 4.5. I think that's a laugh in their face, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it should be a field goal, 2.5, to be honest with you. Ohio State can't stop the run. Let's be honest here.
Not at all.
And you know what? There's probably a lot of Ohio State lads that listen to this. Ryan Day saying that they're all tough, this, that, and the other. They're not tough at all because Notre Dame, when Notre Dame had to get points, they had to have a drive. What do? They bring in the ball for like 10 out of 13 plays at those drives. They would run the ball right down their throat. In my opinion, that's not tough. That's not tough football, but I am really excited for this game. I think everyone's been circling this for a long time.
Oh, yeah. For sure, it's a big test to see how we'll play up against.
Yeah, I think
Blue.
If if Ohio State loses, I think in the grand scheme of things, it could possibly be better for them to lose.
Yeah.
Because if you look at like the history of Ohio State and how they play, you get like upset one time in the regular season, and then they just start rolling after that because they know they have to win. They just absolutely start rolling. And I think whoever loses this game has a chance to still get into the Big Ten championship game and into the college football playoff game or college football playoff. And I think the winner or the loser, probably either side, whoever loses, is going to be playing in the national championship game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Do you think either of these teams I feel like if Ohio State loses this game, they'll beat Michigan this year.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They go on a roll, they beat Michigan, and I think that Penn State loses to Michigan, and they're all sitting with one loss. I don't know how the fucking bullshit ties work out, but I think whoever loses this game gets into the Big Ten championship game. However that is, I don't know the mathematics behind that. They win that game, and then they're going to get in the college football playoff, win that game, and get into the national championship. I don't know. I can't say if they're going to win that, but that's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Wait until the stakes aren't as high, and they've got 12 teams that can make the playoffs. Things are going to change so much, but there is a lot of pressure. I think this is a big week. It's a big test. We'll see how it pans out. But until then.
Yeah, so mark those words. Whoever loses this game on Saturday, I'm going to take to win the Big Ten, if I can bet this, win the Big Ten in playing the national championship game. I don't know if I can bet that, but I guess I'll do it. Fuck it. Sounds like a good idea to me.
It's fair enough.
I like it.
You guys,
you guys have anything else before we get cracking?
You guys tuning into UFC?
I'm just waiting for you to tell me what to bet.
Yeah, I gotta process I go through in my head, and I gotta watch a lot of bullshit before I can give out picks on that. But it's gonna be a phenomenal card. So God bless all the fight fans out there.
I'm sure I'll be watching this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there's Usman versus Chimaev, and Usman, who before he lost to Leon Edwards twice, was like 19-1. Defended the belt how many times, going up in a weight class on that one. He's a plus 265 dog. And then Volk versus Islam. They fought one time, very close fight, and Volk is a plus 220 dog. So like you're getting good numbers with very, very high level fighters that could both easily knock the other guy out with one punch in the first round. So I mean, there's not a side that you can go wrong with betting a dog on both of those, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
You better let us know. But until then, gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Thanks for listening, guys.
Earn valuable player points.